Now, we heard from Gavin about a quite modern mass extinction and one almost certainly caused by humans. But modern humans have only been around for a relatively short time, just 60,000 years or so. And mass extinctions have been happening for much longer. So what else wipes out species? And how do scientists do a paleontological post-mortem to find out what happened? Sarah Shoston went behind the scenes at the Sedgwick Museum of Earth Sciences in Cambridge to meet dinosaur specialist Dave Norman. He explained what fossils can tell us about mass extinctions and why the dinosaurs disappeared abruptly about 60 million years ago.
Finding fossils like this remarkable jaw here, this is just a fragment of a jaw, and it's, 20 centimetres long, with sort of 7 or 8 centimetre long teeth, which are huge and spiked. I know that's a lizard because I'm enough of an anatomist to be able to recognise the characteristics of the bone, the shapes of the teeth. This is an animal that lived a long time ago, towards the end of the Cretaceous period, and I can say that it was lizard-like, but it had flippers instead of conventional legs, and it swam through the sea and was a giant predator. This isn't the world of the present day. This is a very different world. Studying fossils allows you to look at the way in which the world has changed and how different the world was in the past. Now, rather curiously, the animals that you find in rocks of Cretaceous age, about 65 million years ago, that particular population of types of animals, which included these giant lizard-like creatures, which are known as mosasaurs, and a whole variety of dinosaurs, very, very suddenly disappeared. And if you look at rocks that are younger than 65.5 million years of age, look as you might for these gigantic and dramatic looking creatures, you can't find any. Within 10 or so million years, you start to get rather different looking creatures, utterly unlike the ones that lived in that previous world. Life had changed, something very dramatic had happened that in a sense wiped away the mosasaurs, the dinosaurs, and indeed a whole variety of other sorts of organisms, in a sense made a space. It's like a punctuation in the history of life.
The world changed dramatically from a time of giant reptiles like the mosasaur with a jaw the size of my arm to the world we know, where mammals and birds cover the land. What happened? Was it down to some cataclysmic event?
What we've got is, in a sense, a whole range of different lines of evidence that are all pointing towards something very dramatic happening about 65.5 million years ago. There were various hints from the fossils that animals disappeared rather dramatically about 65 million years ago and were replaced by different types of animals and plants. And therefore, there was a lot of focus on rocks of exactly that sort of age and whether they have any particular chemical or geological characteristics. One of the things that started to be discovered was that the rocks at that time zone tended to have what are called tektites, lots of little glass beads in them, which could have been the result of an explosive event, rather like a hugely explosive volcano. Obviously, the nearer to this event, the more of these glassy beads you'd find, and the further away, the fewer you'd find. And the focus of attention gradually became southern North America and northern South America. And then some astrophysicists came along.
Luis Alvarez was an astrophysicist at this time. He was brought into this problem when his son asked him to help date a strange layer of clay from Panama. Often rocks can be dated using radioactive elements. These decay at a steady rate, so by measuring their relative abundances in the minerals in a rock, it's possible to work out the age of the rock. But this clay didn't have any minerals to date, so Alvarez suggested they look at the other elements in the clay. He found that there was an unusually large amount of the trace metal iridium. Iridium rains down on the Earth's surface at a constant rate, so any extra iridium could only come from one place, space. Geologists now had an idea of what to look for, and the glass bead distribution told them where to look. They took large boats off the coast of Central America, equipped with something like sonar for imaging the subsurface in what's called seismic profiling. There they found the key evidence and solved the mystery of the disappearing dinosaurs.
Finally, seismic profiling allowed us to identify a ring structure in the Yucatan Peninsula, and that ring structure seemed to reflect the fact that there was actually a very large meteorite impact that had left this huge crater under the ground. And that everything was now beginning to fall into place. We had this extraordinary coming together of evidence from an astrophysicist, evidence from the fossil record, evidence from the chemistry, the nature of the geological sediments of the time, which led to a sort of synthetic theory, which was, hey, the life on Earth at 65 million years ago was reset by an extraordinary event. And this event was unpredictable. It was extraterrestrial in origin. And it's reset the way in which life has evolved on Earth.
Fascinating. Dave Norman from Cambridge University on his paleontological postmortem of what wiped out the dinosaurs. And if you'd like to know more about how hidden fossils are revealed in rocks, you can listen to a special podcast we'll be putting out tomorrow featuring Sarah Finney, also from the Sedgwick Museum. And that's with Sarah Shostin, who you also heard in that piece.